Live and direct from the Thomas H. Seither Sports Center here on the campus of Bishop Rossard High School on the Avenue of Champions in Alexandria, Kentucky tonight. The Holmes Bulldogs come to call for JV and varsity NKAC Division II ball games. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to tonight's live broadcast. Dave Shovel, Dave Trentman going the distance tonight, which will allow us to do an in-depth interview with Coach Paul Wiggins, our first opportunity since the end of football season to sit down and chat with the coach and review the past season, look into the future, and talk a little Brossard football. David, you and I have been under the weather, brother, and I'm sure I passed it on to you, and I apologize for that. You know, we left Bellevue. I just got up the third day when we were scheduled to play Carroll. Failed to be able to answer the bell. I was showing off my accumulation of tissues at one of my three stations where nice. I would move throughout the day, and I was pretty much down with it. Missed the Henry County tournament, which, you know, I hate to miss. I always enjoy hanging out with the kids and, you know, making sure that the reservations are made at the restaurants and the hotel bill gets paid, et cetera, et cetera. And I wasn't up to it. And it wasn't until actually New Year's Eve when I got feeling back like the guy that I once was. And I'm sure that it's the fact that when you're 74 years old, this stuff just does not go away like it did when you were younger. So,
you know, I do take responsibility, Shabs.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
The game you got to hear this. I said, we were talking. I said, you know, I don't remember Shabs ever missing a game. I said, how long have you been doing this, Dave? He said, it's 20 years or so. You know, and I've got 12, 13 in by now. And sitting on the side for an occasional game or two. And Shabs goes, I've never missed one.
No, sure enough, I couldn't remember missing one.
Yeah, and then,
I may have, I can't remember.
Bellevue, we were like, the first game, we're like, yeah, a little rough. Second game, you almost called off the second game. You said you took a power nap, and that saved you. And then third game, obviously, you canceled on it.
I got up that morning, and I looked at this paperwork, and I looked at that big case of equipment, and I said, I can't get this stuff to the car, let alone to Bellevue, and miss the next four. So hopefully that's good for another 20 years, and we'll just move right on. I really did hate to miss watching our guys play at Henry County. We've been there a number of times. We've got good memories of that tournament. Alex and Drew Burns and those guys, I believe, won
us. Spencer Hackler for the pass.
Yeah. Oh, the length of the floor, 0.2 seconds to go, and then scored on that. We'll never, ever forget that. But, you know, it was – and then the our team this year, you know, coming from behind like they did against Hart County. And thank God for Kerry Beasold, who sent me in-depth updates. I don't know how you can do that, sitting watching your kid play and be constantly sending basically play-by-play updates to about eight people. So that she did
Trust
a fine
me, Shabs,
job.
It's been done.
She did a great job, and you know, I appreciated having her do that for us. All right, we're back in the saddle. Tonight we take on the Holmes Bulldogs here at home. This is an NKAC conference game. Brossard varsity, 0 wins, 2 losses in conference play, looking for our first win. 6-8 overall. And this will be our final prep before the All-A Classic, which starts on Saturday at Bracken County High School. That is a 2 o'clock boys game, 3:30 girls game. Both teams playing Nicholas County on Saturday. We both hope to advance. And then, you know, Bracken County boys in Augusta. Who knows who's going to come out of that slugfest. But, you know, if the Mustangs are good enough to get by Nicholas County, the boys will play the survivor of Bracken Augusta, and we expect Paris to pretty much come out of the top on the, both the boys' side and the girls' side. So an exciting week of basketball ahead, and hopefully, you know, the weather will cooperate. A little cold here in northern Kentucky this week as the temperature's below freezing out now as I came up the driveway. But, you know, it is January the 3rd, and...
Yeah, Shabs, I want to show you this here, whatever. This was down at the lake today, okay? I came back from Lake Norris. Snow on the ground, 30 degrees. We went boating 2 days ago. It was 70 degrees. We went out on a pontoon boat. It was unbelievable.
Did you catch any?
caught a buzz, Dave. That's all we had. We brought coolers of beer in that tackle box.
There you go. Well, you know, stripers are, you can still catch stripers. They live in that thermocline where at Norris, which is a real deep lake.
Yeah.
So there's always a level where the temperature is about the same at about 55. And if you can find that thermocline, you can find stripers.
Joe Schaubel was down there with two of the Wagner boys.
I saw some footage put
exactly,
on Facebook.
Yeah, so they didn't do any good the first day. The next couple days they did all right. And then one of the guys down the dock, Dave, which makes a lot of sense, has been catching crappie one after the other. And he's keeping them in a little box to the side. He goes, anybody wants some, come down, pick a couple out, and you can have dinner or whatever. And he goes, if you want to come down, I believe my jigs I'm using right up here. Just drop them right off. You know, it's right where everybody feeds the fish,
yeah,
Dave. It's a,
yeah.
You know, they don't let anybody fish there during the season or whatever.
Right.
But so Benny, the guy that works on the dock down there, he sat down there, and then Wesley Collins was down there dropping a line. He said, I caught nine this morning. I'm going back down.
There you go. No, those are quality crappie. Well, you know, we always say rule number one, fish where they are. If you find them, you can usually catch them. Well, 3 minutes, 30 seconds on the clock here as we show our JVs for the first time this season. A little love. We've only had two home games previous to this in Villa and Beachwood. So you have to take the opportunities when they present themselves. This JV team, I believe, is 500 to 4 wins and 4 losses. And we're looking at a pretty sizable JV team for Holmes out in front of us. Big number 33, Malachi Daly, is a good-sized young man that I don't think we have an answer for on the other end.
Before the game, Dave, I was standing there talking to Coach Brad Carr.
Brad Carr.
Kellen Smith, and he goes, and that's Eric Pouncey, too, and he goes, two former Scott players on his staff.
Yeah.
And
he didn't tell me who they were, though. I didn't realize that was Kellen Smith.
Yeah, and so he goes, go out and tell Mikayla to stay off the rim. It's 15 minutes till game time.
Yeah.
And he said he puts on one of the finest pregame dunk fests you ever want to see. He said in the game may not be as strong.
I hear you.
Pregame is pretty awesome.
There we go. Well, let's see. Mustangs, I'm not sure. I see Anthony Cruz. He is dressing with the JVs tonight, as is Evan Orth, who... crises averted, has found his shorts again. This man, I don't know. It seems like every time I get an email from Tracy, it's, Evan's misplaced his uniform or his jersey or his shorts. So we work full-time keeping Evan equipped. Luke Piscatello, who has been seeing some varsity time, also plays here in the JV game tonight, along with the three freshmen, Keegan Gully, who we will talk about with Coach Paul Wiggins, and Joe Schroeder and Dominic Hedden. Ryan Williamson, I see out there, Kevin Stephen's son, Lucas, and live back from skiing in Vail, number 24, and he's not on your roster, but make it number 23, Luke Schroeder. So Schroeder passed on the Henry County trip and went to Colorado instead.
That's a tough decision, Dave, but holiday Christmas fun, I guess that's allowed. What we got down here in our starting lineup, Dave? We got the voice of Melvin
back in
the battle, yeah.
Bring him out. Holmes will be the first to be announced. Number 00, Sivion Johnson. Number 10 is Adam Boone. And out of the gauntlet comes number 30, Elijah Perrin, along with 34, Mark McCutcheon, rounding out the Holmes Bulldogs 5, the aforementioned Malachi Daly. For your Brossard Mustangs, Anthony Cruz, he will be first introduced, along with Dominic Hayden, the freshman. Here comes Sam Willicky, number 20, number 32, Evan Ortha, number 42, Luke Piscatello. So the JV is about to tee it up here in Alexandria, 6 minute quarters. And we shall see what we shall see. The JVs, because we played in the Bellevue Swagger Classic in the Henry County Tournament, have not seen action for quite a while. So it's been probably since back at the Campbell County game at the middle school on December 18th since this team has played as a unit. But I'm wrong. We played Dixie here in the Northern Kentucky JV tournament. Yeah, it was a great game, and that was last Monday. As we speak, nobody guards Sibion Johnson, and he takes it from the tip to the hoop and scores. Luke Piscatello, ask and answer basketball. As Piscatello gives the shot fake and drives it to the hole and scores. We're even at twos.
Nice take by him, Dave. A little hesitation. He went after the rim.
Back tip nearly knocks the ball short. They get it inside the big man, Malachi Daly. And that quickly, it's a 4-2 Holmes advantage. Just underway. Brossard drives baseline outside to Piscatello on the wing. Around the horn we go. Here comes Cruzy. Puts it up, puts it in. We're going to count it. And we're going to shoot one. So Cruzy attacks from the left side, puts up a runner, kisses the glass. The bank is open, scores, and one.
Adam Boone with a personal foul. Decent Brossard crowd already here, Dave, for the JVers.
And that is good. And scoreboard says 6-2, and I believe that I don't know. We don't even have a clock running. Okay. It's now 6-5. Well, and a steal coming the other way. Willicky puts it up. Might have got hit. No whistle. A little strong and one done for the Mustangs.
All right. Now he's got the board right, Dave. 5-4.
There we go.
Yep. Flip the baskets around on us. Danny
Schultz down there. 5-4 ball game. All right. Mustangs poking nose in front. Oh, and a steal, Cruzy, if he can control the ball. Big chance, stops, leaves it short. Piscatello tries to follow, but then fades away. Doesn't get a whistle, and the Mustangs come up empty. Want to welcome those of you watching on NFHS tonight, as we will provide the voiceover for both games. And another steal. Here comes the freshman, Dominic Hayden, goes up underhanded. Draws the whistle, Hayden will go to the line and shoot two.
We're getting out in front of the passing lane and getting the interceptions. Dave, I love seeing that out of this team. I'd like to see us finish these layups.
We've had some big chances here.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
All right, Dominic, let's draw two. Dominic Hayden, first one up, and misses to the right.
As you would like to say, let's come away with something here, Dave.
Yes,
sir. 5-4 game, stretch that lead. There you go.
And he does hit the second. So the Mustangs now draw off to a 2-point lead, 6-4. 4:12 to play, first period. Three Mustangs with ink in the book early on. Brossard defense giving them problems. And how about a five-second count? Where is it? And finally, we get a five-second count as Cruz, he locks up double zeros. Sibion Johnson and the Mustangs force the turnover.
Boy, as soon as he stopped his dribble, Dave, we came out on him and everybody else grabbed their man, too.
Well, you know, we've been practicing that. And we were in here last night from 8 to about 9:45. and a lot of it was about becoming more aggressive defensively.
Yeah.
And us forcing the tempo, trying to do some things to prepare us for the A tournament as well as the remainder of the regular season. And as we speak, Cruz, he drags a foot. Travel call, turns it back to the Bulldogs. It's hot. It's hot. It's hot in here. There must be a Bulldog in the atmosphere.
What the heck is that?
A little line that has stuck in my head over the years. From back in the days when you went to the regional tournament David Evans Memorial Fieldhouse.
Packed house, and they cleared them out in between games, you know. A lot of fun back then.
Cruzy now whistled for a common foul. And the Bulldogs will try again. In a dribble out the center circle is Brown. Hands off to McCutcheon. McCutcheon with a roller up the middle and scores. So McCutcheon penetrates and we're tied up at sixes. Sam Willicke with a high ball screen. Now going to give it to Evan Orthorth, who penetrates into the paint. Kicks to Piscatello. And we're going to be forced to reset. Cruzy up top. Piscatello in the corner. Not looking shot. Being patient. Dominic Hedden, the freshman. And we finally get it inside. Drawing a double is Willicke. Now gives it to Orth. Evan will bring it to the house.
On the ground.
And they're going to wipe up the basket and claim a personal foul up top.
Malachi Daly with his second.
Daly, the big man, picks up personal number two. And quickly off the bench, here comes 24, Dominic Scott for the Bulldogs. And suddenly they become a much smaller ball club. Inbound play comes to Dominic Hedden in the corner, launches for three. No good.
Rosser controls.
Game, yeah, and here comes
nice
a backdoor play to Evan Orth, and Orth puts it in the book.
Great pass by Anthony Cruzy.
Great pass from Cruzy as he spots Orth streaking backdoor, and the Mustangs lead it 8-6. Dribble drive, deflection, out of bounds. Last touch, Mustangs.
Great D by Willicke, forcing it over, and then you picked up with Dominic Hedden with the deflection, Dave. Good teamwork there.
Nate Chalk, as you mentioned, a football player that came out of football season with a few football ailments, just now getting into prime basketball form. And the Holmes Bulldogs are going to call a timeout here with 2:07 to play in the first quarter, and this will be a 30-second timeout.
Yeah, timeout because of another deflection by Dominic Hedden, Dave, so he's getting his hand all over the balls out there today.
Dominic Hedden and Joe Schroeder and Keegan Gully all went on the Henry County trip. They came back Thursday afternoon or evening, late, I guess, after the 4:30 Hart County game, and then the next morning joined the freshman team in Maysville for the doubleheader with Mason County and Franklin County. So these guys have been getting a lot of experience.
Yeah, they get to sit with the varsity, Dave, and see what goes on there. And occasionally, you know, a couple of them got points in the books already.
Hedden does. Well, there, we'll give this kid this shot all day, all night, and he hits it.
Jordan Baylor, last guy on our sheet, Dave.
So Jordan Baylor... Bailey scores, and that was a high degree of difficulty, and it's answered immediately on the other end by Cruzy, who now has 5 points as the Mustangs retake a 10-8 lead.
Almost a steal by Cruzy getting
and
on the ground.
And a great effort by Cruzy to get on the floor after a loose ball. Orth's going to have a seat. Willicke back into the fray.
Lucas Steffen
into the lineup.
Trading the enforcers for Dave. Oh, grab that. There you
and,
go.
And they're not looking, and we just take it away. Here comes Cruzy off the wind of the bank again open. And 7 points now as the Mustangs open up a 12-8 first quarter lead. Good defense being played. Mustangs being scrappy. Good take
good
in there by Dominic Scott. And Brossard, Sam Willicky, wrestles away the rebound.
Well, they're letting them play. Big Bill McGowan out there reffing this one. A two-man crew
yep.
this game.
And here comes Cruzy again. Cruzy, who now has 9 points in the period, is personally responsible for a 6-0 run and a Mustang 14-8 lead. See Henry Dreese in the house. He'll do the varsity game this evening. Keegan Gully and Ryan Williamson to check in for the Mustangs. Adam Boone re-enters for the Bulldogs.
And Cruzy picks up his second foul. We got J-Rec running the Christmas tree for a JV game,
yep.
Dave. That's nice to see.
One J-Rec does all.
Yeah, he does.
Dribble drive, dribble drive. Three-point shot in the corner by the Bulldogs, and it's pulled down by Lucas Steffen. So shot no good, rebound corralled. Keegan Gully, pass fake, pass fake. Puts it on the deck, nowhere to go. Makes a wise decision, gets it to Cruzy. Out on the wing again. We're going to bounce pass it inside. And a reverse layup by Nate Chalk. 5 Mustangs in the book. We've doubled it up on the Bulldogs. And
he just took that charge.
And takes a charge. Nate Chalk will stand in and take charges by the number.
Yeah, he ain't afraid to get hit.
And then sit and look at him with that sheepish grin on his face like, gotcha.
Yeah, beautiful reverse move. Comes down, does his job on defense.
Mustangs with 1.4 to go the length of the floor.
And a full court press by Holmes. It's really the first time we've seen that. Throw it in.
Piscatello goes to Williamson. And Williamson will be short on the three-quarter court shot. However, in the period, the JV Mustangs put 16 on the board and double it up on the Holmes Bulldogs at 16-8.
All right, Dave, time for the plug, I guess.
There you go.
23rd annual Jack and Pat McGar Memorial Euchre Tournament, folks. Coming up Saturday, February 5th. My son goes in this every year and plays in it, and it's a good time. I think I've been there once or twice. It helps support all the students at Brossard, as well as the football program. And we're big fans of the football program, so get out there and support that.
Yeah, really do. And support it as a sponsor or some of their online auctions that will be available. Football did not get a major fundraiser last year due to COVID.
Yep.
Somebody
hit me up for a donation, too, by the way. Right?
Very imagine that.
Yeah. I said somebody should hit me up. They haven't yet. And I'm just giving that call out there. So
there you go, Chrissy, if you're listening to the replay. The Mattel man.
Yep.
All right, here we go. It'll be a Mustang ball to start the second quarter. And Piscatello, along with Keegan Gully, Ryan Williamson. Here comes Piscatello. And Luke successfully takes it to the rack and scores. Now it's getting serious. 18-8, Mustang lead. And a steal, Lucas Steffen. Piscatello, second effort, no good. Still battling in there. And the Mustangs are going to come away with the rebound.
Yeah, a couple of shots that just wouldn't fall. Luke sort of did the waiter thing, Dave, the head waiter, and then just didn't follow up strong. Look at that pass.
Alley-oop inside Steffen. Oh, and they're going to whistle him for a travel. Too bad. Good execution, trying to get a high percentage shot. Bulldogs basketball trying to get off of 8.
Oh, I thought that was going to be another pick there. Ryan Williamson had his hands on it and just deflected it.
But a deflection out of bounds and last touch by the Bulldogs.
Kersey's checking back in, giving Keegan a little break.
Keegan Gully, freshman, football player. Perhaps heir to the Jacob Light quarterback position. Next year is a sophomore. Very raw basketball player. Just learning the game.
Physical specimen, though, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We zig when we should have zagged, and we throw it away.
Now, let's be patient here, Dave. We've got a 10-point lead, 18-8. Run our offense and play our defense like we've been playing today. This is a great-looking defense.
Defense really getting after it. Holmes flattens them out on the baseline now. Oh, and we knock it away, and Kruse comes up with the basketball, flirting with his third foul there. And now he outruns the basketball. We're going to
pass
it inside. Oh, too bad it didn't go. Nate Chalk up Main Street off the feed from Stephen, and the Mustangs come up empty. Again, great execution.
Oh, yeah.
However, we come up empty. Double dribble, and again, the Mustang defense just driving the Holmes Bulldogs crazy down there. So, once again, with 4:13 to play in the half, the Brossard Mustangs will inbounds the basketball.
And here comes pressure again by Holmes. We're going to double-team Willicky, maybe? Yeah. Nope. They're letting him have it.
Long and lean Sam.
Oh, yeah.
Football player, came out of one of our best pass defenders this year. Here's high low, and we get it to Orth, and Orth puts it in the book.
Great pass there again by Stephen, and Orth did a great job. They got it, got position, set it down, and went up strong.
He's an amazing man, 20-8 Mustang lead.
If he could only remember his clothes.
That's has this penchant. Ooh, we're going to call a block here, Ryan. Maybe a little deep. So Ryan Williamson will be whistled.
No. He called it on Willicky, I think.
Oh, Willicky. Yeah. Okay, before the attempted charge. Thing. So it'll be a common foul. And the Bulldogs will inbound underneath the Mustang show 2-3 zone. Dribble drive, shot, still on 8. Off of the foot of a Bulldog, run down by Johnson. Johnson fires from long range, and Williamson comes down with the rebound. Ryan Williamson.
Looking at 3:20 left in the first half.
Bounce pass inside to Evan Orth, who faces up, gets inside a man. Now in trouble, kicks it out. Williamson launches for 3. And he is a good three-point shooter. This one does not go.
Willicky slid in there to get that rebound, Dave. Did a nice job there.
Good hustle all the way around.
Bumped off Holmes to keep possession in the white uniform.
Lob back over the top goes to Stephen. Now Kruse. Willicky, the Rainmaker, 3. Short, 1 done. Here come the Bulldogs trying to get off of 8. Baseline, and they miss the oncoming number 30, Elijah Perrin, and the Mustangs come away with the basketball with 2:40 to play in the half. Kruse will run the offense.
You know, Wilkie missed a shot down there, Davey. Busted hump to get back down here on play defense. Ends up with that rebound with a
tough rebound. We double stack them low. Now we're going to go high low, try to get it inside to Stephen. Stephen bends over to get down with the basketball, as it deflected, and the Mustangs turn it over. Dribble drive off of the foot of number 32, Bailey, and again the Mustangs will get another chance. And with 2:14 to play here in the half, Nate Munch calls a full timeout. All right, so a lot of basketball played over the holidays. The Scott Eagles were defeated by Calvary Christian in a district seeding game, which makes things a little interesting. I guess we should be now getting used to Calvary either knocking off ourselves or Scott.
They put a quality team on the court, Dave, the last 3-4 years maybe or whatever. Their soccer program became relevant.
Yeah.
And, you know, now their basketball team, it seems like they have had a good run the past few years, and he just can't zero them out like he used to. And you know, I looked at some rankings the other day, and, you know, I saw where Bracken and Augusta were in the top five maybe, I think, and then Calvary was, I think, ahead of us at that point, and Scott was there, and Campbell County too. And so you got a pretty tough district here, Dave.
I see the 10th region, GRC all alone way up top.
Yep.
Mason County too. Campbell and Harrison, pretty much the same ball clubs at 3 and 4. And a Brosser turnover will lead to Holmes' first basket of the second period. We just missed past it, and a common foul coming up against Sivion Johnson.
Well, Dave, in 4 minutes of this quarter so far, we've only put two baskets in.
Yeah. Evan Orth and Luke Piscatello. Not that we haven't had our chances.
Yeah, you're right.
And that's coming off a 16-point period that saw Anthony Cruzy put up 9. All right, here comes Hayden. Thinks about going to the rack. And gets it back outside to Schroeder. Schroeder tries to hit a cutter up Main Street and has that deflected. Back up top we go. Dominic Hayden being confronted by Bailey.
Well, I thought we had our V cut.
Yeah. Evan Orth all the way up top along with Cruzy. Yeah, coming out of that timeout, it would not have surprised me if we wouldn't have run a quick hitter. We're going to get it to 31. Schroeder showing no mercy. Ball goes out of bounds and he'll stay with the Mustangs. Joe's another one that needs to learn a little verticality to extend up instead of north-south from the block.
Yeah.
Ball comes into the corner to Evan Orth. Orth up top, Cruzy on the attack.
Oh, nice spin.
Spins, turns, shoots, and scores. Cruzy now double figures at 11, and the Mustangs double it up again, 22-10, actually 12-point Mustang lead. As my Brossard math fails me. All the way up top, we're under a minute. Here in the half. Dribble drive. 3-point shot from the corner, and he nails it. So 32, Jordan Bailey now with 5 points in the period, 7 on the night. And a steal and a basket. Bad goes to worse for the Mustangs here in the period. As off of the 3-point goal, the Mustangs turn it over. Johnson attacks the hoop, scores, and Dominic Hayden commits the personal foul. And quickly, the Bulldogs are back to within 7. And long on the attempt, and Evan Orth down with a rebound. 30 seconds. Cruzy's going to get tripped from behind. This will go against Adam Boone. It'll be a common foul. The Bulldogs now with 6 team fouls.
Yeah, Cruzy had him. He was almost about to lose the ball, it looked like, Dave. And Brown just came from behind and tripped him up, and they'll call that.
Sam Willicke will throw it in from right in front of the Holmes bench, and he'll throw into the backcourt. 25 seconds to play. Plenty of time here to get a good high percentage shot. Willicke on the wing. Feeds. Oh, it was a nice feed to Hayden. Hayden overshoots it from the left side. Here come the Dogs. A prayer put up and answered by Jordan Bailey. Absolutely on the dead run, offered up a prayer and hits nothing but net. We're under a few seconds to play. The horn blows, and in the final minute of this half, the Holmes Bulldogs go from 22-10. claw right back into the ball game at 22-17.
You know, things are going great, Dave, but it's not going to be pleasant in that locker room right now.
No, because, you know, we were so in control, led 22-10. Holmes did not score a point in the half, and then in the last minute and a half, catch fire and put up seven, make it nine.
Yeah, nine that quarter.
Outscore the Mustangs 9-6 and trail now by only five.
Hi, Dave Schauble here. We all know that money makes the Mustangs go. Thanks to our good friends and supporters who stepped up to support our basketball Mustangs this season. Jen Seepate from Nelder Realty, the good folks at LPM Electric, Dr. Mike Walker, DMD, and his dental hygienist, Jenna Verst, the good folks at Darling Ingredients, who are super sponsors, John Kramer and United Plumbing, J&J Service, the good folks at Fuller Ford, Pat Service, Mark Citrullo at Hollander Manufacturing, who supports all things Mustangs, Tom Munninghoff and John Hickman at Munninghoff and Lang CPAs, Rick Shermer and True Stone Distributors, Bob Munninghoff at Valley National Administrative Services, Jackpot Dumpster Rental, Justin Kramer, Mid Valley Service and Supply, Mickey Meyer and Sherry Keller, our good friends at Bluegrass Liquor in Island Heights, Jeff White at Roush White Company, Todd Chalk and the good folks at Osterwish Company, the Overding family who operate the Silver Grove Dairy Bar, your summer place to be, and Jones Eye and the crew at Skyline Chili. Support these good folks who support the Mustangs. We can't do it without them.
Dave Schauble, Dave Trendman back in the booth as the Varsity Mustangs and Robbie Verst out there shooting around. You know, at Bellevue, he was teasing us. If you remember in the warm-ups, he was just standing out, nailing three after three after three. And to say that we do not miss Robbie Verst would be a gross understatement, because Verst would have made up for a multitude of our sins. A ball handler, a defender, a scorer, another competent guard in that guard position, you know. And
if he rebounded like his brother too, Dave, I mean, his brother was a freak on the board.
Yeah, he really, really was out of that guard position. And unfortunately, on day two or day three of practice, we lost Robbie as he sustained a season-ending knee injury.
But I don't know if I've seen him without the crutch, though, Dave. Every time he's been, you know, hobbling around or whatever, but it just seems like I saw him out there shooting. I went, what in the heck's going on here? I love seeing that. Don't, like you said, don't tease me here. You know,
yeah.
You know, he's a far cry away, and he's not going to be back for baseball either at this point.
No, nope,
yeah.
He is not.
Yeah,
now, he had that operated on November the 23rd. And looking at a 9 to 12 month rehab. So, you know, Robbie has been one of them guys, been in hard luck since a freshman year when he didn't play because of a lower back stress fracture. Missed the first half of last season due to bad feet. Set the world on fire in the second half of the season last year. And then goes down on day three of the preseason here, getting ready for the 21-22 season. All right, at halftime, we got a ball game, unfortunately, because the Mustangs looked like we were having our way with the Holmes Bulldogs. It pushed out to a 22-10 lead. And then Jordan Bailey gets in our passing lanes, scores 7 points in the waning minute, and all of a sudden it's a 22-17 ball game, and the Mustangs are going to need to reestablish ourselves as we head to the second half. Anthony Cruz, he leads all scores with 11, 4 apiece, 7 north. Luke Piscatello, 2 for Nate Chalk, and a charge taken, and a free throw by Dominic Hedden. For the Holmes Bulldogs, Savion Johnson with 4, 2 apiece from Malachi Daly and Mark McCutcheon, and 9 for number 32, Jordan Bailey. Free throws, not much of a factor. Bryce are 2 of 3, and the Holmes Bulldogs 0-1.
Yeah, David, a little burst at the end there by Jordan Bailey. You know, put that game a little bit closer than we like to see. You know, you thought it was doubled up, but you were mistaken. It was up 22-10.
It was better than doubled.
Yeah, exactly. We're like, okay, we're fat and happy right now. And I got, you know, lazy on one, and they made a miraculous shot on one. And, you know, so, you know, just got to sharpen up the pencil there in the minds and shut this thing down, guys.
The Mustangs went on a 14-2 run. Coming off of 8-8 and took what appeared to be commanding lead, and then the Holmes Bulldogs finish it off with a 7-0 run to end the second quarter. So we shall see what we shall see. Coach Paul Wiggins in the house, and he'll join us at halftime as we discuss a little Brossard Mustangs football and some of the wonderful things that took place over the last season as we look ahead to football 2022, you know, and talk about the well, the resurgence of this ball club that basically lost 7 quality seniors, had to replace people like Devin McCormick and Trevor Shadler, and went on to run the table, go 12-0, as we won 10 regular season games, 2 district opponent games postseason, and then, like you see, falling to Alabama, the Mustangs met Raceland, and that was that.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are football teams and there are football programs, and you know, as we saw from Alabama pretty much having their way with the UC Bearcats, sometimes coming out of a non-par 5 division as UC did, so the Brossard Mustangs came out of a non-power district, and the Raceland Rams, who were then run-ruled or running clocked by Pikeville, you know,
got
their measure of the Brossard Mustangs. So, you know, our football still very much in its infancy, but a lot of excitement this past season generated, a lot of success, 2,000-yard gainers. And, you know, it'll be just interesting to have the time other than me standing out in the field with footballs flying around us doing a pregame interview to sit down and chat with Coach Paul Wiggins. He had some interesting stories to tell at awards night that, you know, are known to the parents and the players. But, you know, it'll be kind of interesting for the general public to hear this.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned, you know, when I said something, oh, yeah, we need to hit up the Euchre tournament here, whatever you said, you know, we're fans of the football program. You know, Wiggins listens every game, Dave. He sends me a text going on, tells me what's happening,
right,
or whatever. Yeah. So he's a big fan of the basketball program, too.
Right.
Just a great guy. I gave him some grief down at Newport where he works, and he had some green on, but he had hide underneath his red.
Oh, yeah.
So just a good dude. Bought a car for me. I hope it's still running.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
All right, Nate Munch draws it up to our guys right in front of us. Not sure which way that possession arrow is pointing, but we will find out shortly.
Was there a jump ball or anything, Dave? I don't think there was. So it should be Holmes ball, I'm guessing. That's just a guess.
I think we had possession to start the second period.
Yeah, because they controlled the tip.
All right, Mustangs are going to send Piscatello or Dominic Hayden and Sam Willicky along with Anthony Cruzy.
I'm wrong. It's a Holmes
ball. And it is a Holmes ball, and they will be moving from right to left toward the U.S. 27 end of the gym here at Brossard High School.
I just don't remember a jump ball, Dave.
Actually, Holmes controlled the tip and drove right in unmolested and scored.
Yep, then we would have got the ball second half.
Yeah, second quarter we did, and they get it the third.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, so, yeah.
All right, here we go. We're back to live action, and the Mustangs hopefully want to reestablish a little momentum, which is presently wearing a red uniform until Evan Orr stands right in. And the footballer takes the charge.
Adam Boone with his third.
So Adam Boone whistled for personal number three. And the Mustangs are going to look at full court pressure. Cruzy invites the double, kicks it to Hayden. Hayden across the timeline, slams on the brakes, gets it to Cruzy in the center circle. Cruzy thinks he can get it all the way to the rack. Well, he does, but he overshoots it. And Willicky out-wrestled for the rebound. Dribble drive, Boone. Boone's a tough little guy. You can just kind of see that. He has a little bit of a wrestler build about
him. Yeah, I was going to say, he's a little guy, but he's very muscular, Dave.
Very strong. And a takeaway by Cruzy. Going to give it to Willicky. Willicky with some indecision is to take it or get it back. Turns it over, and Holmes scores coming the other way. First blood here in the third period, and the Holmes Bulldogs close to within three. Mustangs desperately need a basket. Willicky tries to bring it up Main Street, puts up a floater, no good, and the Bulldogs now with a chance to tie things up. Piscatello will be whistled for a personal foul.
I didn't see what they called there at first, Dave, and I thought that may have gone off the Holmes player. But it went off him because he bumped him.
Sam rather dejectedly comes back to the bench, and he'll be counseled by Kurt Beasold. Sam just got to let his instincts take over and play the game.
It looked like he wanted to give the ball back or whatever.
Yeah,
and then,
the great thinker. Which resulted, unfortunately, in a turnover and a score. Brossard now gets a deflection into the backcourt, run down by Johnson, and coming the other way, and we're going to be whistled for a block as Dominic Hayden tries to slide in.
He was kind of there, Dave, but he didn't take the charge. He leaned in and, like, don't hit me or whatever. He needs to just stand up there and learn how to take the beating.
McCutcheon went way up high. And he'll be rewarded with a pair of free throws.
Only a three-point spread right now, David.
Two-point spread. Yep. He hits the first. This can become a one-point ball game as the Holmes Bulldogs on a 10-0 run. Mustangs locked in at 22. Second one is no good. However, a rebound pulled down and a quick shot taken by 24 Dominic Scott. And the Bulldogs back in possession of the ball. And we get a break here as Cruzy deflects it off of a Holmes player. And it will go to the Mustangs.
Coach Carr down here talking with Coach Carr. Yeah. He just coached his player up or whatever. He said, you got to go to the ball or something, whatever he said. And
all right. Mustangs desperately in need of a basket. Mustangs led comfortably 22-10, and it is presently 22-20. Operating off these high ball screens from the elbow. Throw it inside, a good place to get it. Evan Orth can't come up with a shot. Piscatello from the Baseline no good, and Nate Chalk gets the job done. Rebound, stick back, and the Mustangs, after 40 days and 40 nights, have gotten off of 22.
He came out of nowhere to grab that and throw that right back in the hole, Dave.
3:24 to play in the third. Holmes in the paint makes one too many
nice
passes.
Pass.
Dominic Hedden throws ahead Piscatello. Back-to-back Mustang baskets. And it's 26-20.
I was worried about that back tip, and he had a better idea, Dave.
Yep.
He passed it away up to Luke, and Luke finished.
Piscatello, a hard worker, and now Evan Orth deflects it up into the fan section.
She's giggling over there, Dave. She got the ball, and she wasn't expecting it. Look at her. It's cute.
So the Mustangs now once again trying to reestablish the lead back to a six-point advantage. After the Bulldog cut it to two. Sudden stop. Down on the baseline it goes. Mustangs turn back Bailey. Bailey is feisty. He is quick. Dribble drive. Uses both hands efficiently. He would be good in a dribble act show at summer camp. And it's a takeaway by Cruzy. Now Cruzy in a little trouble. Coming up the sideline, we're going to get it across the timeline. Nate Chalk doesn't really know what to do with it, and he gets fouled on a semi-leaner jumper, and he'll go to the line and shoot two. Wow, there's only one thing to do, Nate, attack the hoop and score. Chalk will go to the free throw line to try to re-extend the Mustang lead.
I didn't see much contact there, Dave.
I did not either.
Yeah.
So maybe we get a little break here. Nate drains the first 5 points for the junior Nate Chalk. And the big man back in the lineup for Holmes, Malachi Daly. One remains.
No, I love those left-handers, Dave.
And the front of the iron, no good. So we'll come away with one rebound pulled down by Rayshon Clifford. And
wow,
Holmes
another
scores.
Shot. Yeah,
coming
Bailey.
The other way by Bailey. 11 points now. 27-22. The Bulldogs won't go away. 2:07 to play here in the third. The problem is we're going to lose the services of Cruzy at the end of this period. Oh,
yep.
We missed Nate Chalk on a little backdoor play. Mustangs moving it, busy moving it around the perimeter.
There it is.
Missed the cut. Gets it to Dominic Hedden. Hedden scores from the left side. So the Mustangs patient running our offense and break Hedden free. Ryan Williamson off the bench about to check in. And we will be content to let Mr. Bailey operate from outside of the three-point arc. Dribble drive. Minute 20 to play in the third, 7-point. Brossard advantage, 29-22.
Another dribbling display out top here, Dave.
Yep.
This time by Johnson.
Stop, pop, no good. Battle rebound. Bulldogs, Bailey. And Bailey will dribble it straight on out. We're under a minute. Alley ball with Evan Orth. Orth now chases him back outside of the three-point arc. We get a deflection, but it's last touched by Dominic Hedden. Into the lineup, Keegan Gully, Ryan Williamson, Lucas Steffen, and Sam Willicky. So they will get a bit of a breather.
Yeah, I don't think they will, Dave. I think they're done.
And they well may be.
42 seconds left, and Scott's already got the rest of the club in the locker room.
So the ball comes into the Bulldogs, into the backcourt. 40 seconds to play. How about a triple? Nope, not going to get it. It's going to be a personal foul. It's going to go against Willicky. That'll be his second. Mustangs' third common foul. Bulldogs looking underneath. Out on the wing. Three-point shot passed up by Mr. Bailey says we can do better. Good rotation, the ball up top, good ball movement, three-point shot, no good, long rebound maintained by Brown of the Bulldogs, 15 seconds. Bailey attacks, tries to set up 21 Brown for a three-point shot. Now the Bulldogs all the way out at the Horsehead in 3-2-1, three-point shot, no good. Quarter ends, Mustangs lead 29-22 as we put 7 points on the board and outscore the Bulldogs 7-5. Well, good ball game, good basketball being played.
Yeah. A little bit of frustration there, Dave, on that shot selection by Davion Johnson. Bailey was noticeably frustrated coming off the court. Like, he hung the ball out with like 11 seconds left to go, did a little dribbling exhibition, and like you said, came off the horse head and shot a NBA three versus trying to get the ball in and working it and giving it to a kid like Bailey who's already got 11 in the game, you know, so.
Well, 7 point Brossard advantage, 6 minutes to play as Brossard seeks our fifth JV victory of the season. Played Dixie Heights really, really. I thought we played them pretty well here on Monday. Basket here, turnover there, and that would have been a nice looking ball on the wall. So the Mustangs now will send Keegan Gully, Ryan Williamson, Nate Chalk, Sam Willicky, and Lucas Stephan DeWar. Ball comes into the backcourt to Willicky. We're underway here in the fourth. And ball off of the fingertips of Ryan Williamson. Saved backwards by Gully. Lucas Stephan chasing the little man all over the place. Needs to get back on defense, and the Mustangs turn it over on our first possession of the fourth quarter. Holmes very patient for a Holmes Bulldogs ball club. Running right-hander, no good. Keegan Gully climbs the ladder, comes down with a rebound. Gets it ahead to Sam Willicky. Willicky may have got fouled. Brings it to the hole. Get in there. Bounces off of the back flange and kicks off to the right. Meanwhile, double zeros on his horse, Johnson. And he is turned back by Williamson and forced to dribble it all the way from the baseline back out to the center circle.
That's his favorite spot, way up top, dribbling the ball.
Here comes Bailey. Bailey turned back by Williamson. Mustang defense, pretty good. Clock continues to run. Minute 15 already gone here in the fourth period. Mustangs D'ing them up. Inside the three-point arc, Holmes trying to get a half step on us. They trail by 7. So the Mustangs here with a 3-possession lead. Stop, pop, and they earn the basket. Bailey, so patience pays. As I was beginning to think there that, you know, if we could come away with that rebound, they would have done us a huge favor. However, they score, and it's back to a 5-point Brossard advantage. Willicky will play guard.
Yeah, nice little handling of the ball there, too, Dave, under pressure.
Yep. Sam's a veteran. Sam was the MVP, the most improved player. Here comes Sam on a cut up the middle. How about you? Keegan Gully from the center of the paint. The Mustangs miss on a high percentage effort. And Lucas Stephan there to break up a sure thing layup by number 24, Dominic Scott.
Put that on one of the pictures on the wall, Dave. He had a nice little swat find. No foul.
So the ball will come in. They're going to call it a clean block, and the ball will come in underneath. Lob all the way up top to Bailey. Bailey the floor general.
We got Cruzy's in the game, Dave.
And Cruzy back out there. So Scott says, let's go win this one. Dribble. Come on, defense. Just like shell game here.
Oh,
Piscatello nearly comes up with a steal and timeout. Holmes Bulldogs.
Eric Pouncey, assistant coach, as we mentioned earlier. Him and Kellen Smith running the JV team for Coach Brad Carr. Both former players over the Scott Eagles, who both those players gave us fits for years.
Kellen Smith, the graduate of Shawnee State.
No. Saginaw Valley State.
Saginaw Valley State. Absolutely. I was going to say that because I drive through there.
Every time
we go to Canada, there's a big sign. And you're right, Saginaw Valley State. Yep. Shawnee is over in Portsmouth, Ohio.
Yeah, he led their set a school record for assists. And I think at one point he was up in the total NCAA assist rankings one year.
He was quite a player. He was one of those guys that you loved to watch play unless he was playing your team.
God, just brutal, just headstrong. I played softball with his dad for 110 years, and his dad was the same way, just hard-nosed. And his dad, I don't want to say wasn't as talented, he was a cross-country runner like Kellen's brother Ryan was at NKU. And, boy, just a hard-nosed player.
All right, 3:24 to play. Mustangs lead 5 out of the Holmes Bulldogs. Timeout. And they're right back to doing what they do. And Cruzy comes up with it. Now he'll be confronted. He puts it up and scores and draws a foul. Great body control and a great soft touch shot by Cruzy, who now has 13 points and extends the Mustangs lead to 7.
Well, I thought that was a phantom foul. I thought there too, Dave. I thought Cruzy made a good enough move where he eluded the player, but looked good.
And no good on the end one, but a takeaway. Evan Orth. And Evan overshoots it. Too bad. That would have been a great 4-point play, but not to be. Bailey in a big hurry, as he tends to be. Who does he remind me of? He reminds me of somebody. At any rate, 2:54 to play here in the game, and the Bulldogs turn it over. So it'll be out of bounds to the Mustangs in the water cooler corner. And Cruzy will bring it up. Cruzy now fakes a handoff, accelerates, gets it to Evan. Here comes Evan Orth. Puts one up off of the glass. No good. And the Mustangs come up empty. Evan Orth, I call him Old Reliable, struggling just a little bit with the speed of the JV and varsity game.
Cruzy laid his hands on him, Dave.
Cruzy picks up his third personal foul for Brossard. 4 team fouls, 2 to give. And the Bulldogs have only committed 3. Ball into the backcourt to Jalen Brown.
7-point
high ball screen and a block will be whistled against Nate Chuck. Willicke back into the lineup. Nate jogs out. All right, come on, defense. Need to stop. 2:22 to play. 7-point lead. 3.3 possession ball game. They can't put us on the line. Wow. Another running right-hander put up. No good by Rayshon Clifford. If that one would have gone, I would have said, man, they just hit the triple crown of Hail Mary baskets, but this one does not go. Cruzy now having problems maintaining possession.
We got numbers. Evan's
the ball
down here. Throw it.
And we're just happy to get it across the line. Here comes Piscatello. He gets body checked on the way to the hole, and he'll shoot 2.
Yeah, Evan Orth in that last exchange on there, Dave. He stayed in for the charge. Didn't get it, and it came down. He was muscling for the ball up here. Ends up down the other end of the court. And then Luke made a smart move there, going straight to the rack.
Bailey picks up the personal foul. Piscatello, for the first time tonight, goes to the free throw line and draws back iron.
In 4 minutes and 19 seconds, Dave, it's only been 2-2 this quarter.
Yeah, after a 16-8 first quarter. But the Mustangs come away with one and make it 32-24. Minute 39 to play in the ball game here in the prelim of the varsity event, which I think should be an excellent ball game, where we see Quantez Callaway. There is a length of the floor pass, and good to Sam Willicky. So the Mustangs run out, get it. Now it's a 10-point ball game. Things looking a lot brighter for the Mustangs and the Holmes Bulldogs. Call timeout.
There you go, Dave. Nice little spurt there. Now we have 5-2 for this quarter versus, as you mentioned, periods of 16, 6, then 7 versus Holmes 8, 9, and 5. So battle of streaks in here at times.
Well, the first quarter was simply a story of can't stop Cruzy. As Anthony put 9 on the board, had good success getting it to the rack. And since then, nobody has, for the Mustangs, have scored over 4 points. I take that back. Piscatello now with 5.
Wow, that's crazy.
All right, final minute 23. Holmes will put it in and bring it the length of the floor. Bailey in charge. Puts up a shot, and Dominic Hayden says, get that stuff out of here, and blocks it. Joe Schroeder back in the game. Evan Orth now checks out and heads to the locker room with this one seemingly secure. Holmes with a long inbounds play finds Bailey. Bailey fires for 3, hauled down by the freshman Schroeder. Schroeder gets it into the hands of Piscatello to Dominic Hayden. Gets tripped up in the backcourt and calls a timeout. Pretty heady for the freshman to say, I'm in deep trouble. And the lifeboat timeout comes in with 58.2 remaining on the stadium clock. Coach Paul Wiggins on standby will join us for a chat. Taking a look back at the past football season, what lies ahead for the 2022 Brossard Mustangs footballers. And one of the questions that will need to be asked is, what in the world can you do to improve upon or, take another step forward from what the ball club had accomplished in the last season?
An undefeated season, Dave, up until the semifinals or quarterfinals, whatever it was, and you're complaining, you want improvement? You sound like a Bengals fan.
There we go. All right, here we go. The final 58 seconds to go in the ball game, and Piscatello will play guard. He'll get it to Nate Chalk, go over the top. Chalk now draws the double team, looks ahead, gets it to Hayden. Hayden gets rocked from behind, and they're going to whistle 30. Nate Chalk for a reach in. This will just stop the clock and force another inbounds play by the Bulldogs. 10-point Brossard lead. This is all one continuous broadcast. I will break down the replay into 3 sections. Dribble, steps, travel.
Yeah, I thought so.
So one too many. Keegan Gully off the bench, and he will replace Luke Piscatello. Piscatello with 7 points on the night. Good contribution by the blue-collar footballer. Nate Chalk in a little trouble in the backcourt, now brings it across the timeline. Being ridden by Jordan Bailey. There's the whistle.
Substitution timeout.
Actually a substitution timeout. It'll be a full if we want to use it, and apparently
we don't, but Holmes
we
does.
Don't.
Yeah.
And now Holmes
says back out. Yeah, he says we're good with that. Yep.
Yep. So this is just a substitution timeout. Keegan Gully will be the inbounder. Oh, Henry Goring into the game. Gully and Goring and Schroeder also. This is Luke Schroeder also into the game. Here comes Bailey. Gets himself a steal. Spins, turn, shoots, misses, and down with a rebound. Goring, the horn blows. And this one goes into the history books as a 34-24 Bishop Brossard victory. We'll be back to talk to Coach Paul Wiggins after this promotional message.
Why wouldn't you want to be a Brossard football Mustang? These are exciting times to be a Mustangs football player or fan. The Mustang Athletic Complex, known affectionately as the MAC, houses the Munninghoff Family Stadium, where our Mustang football, soccer, and track teams perform, and our cheerleaders and dance team exhibit their talents. We have a fully functional field house providing an indoor 120-foot long and 48-foot wide artificial turf surface that serves our football, soccer, baseball, basketball, cheer, and dance team programs, allowing us to practice indoors during inclement weather or when the main field is in use. We look forward to the day when our baseball and fast-pitch softball teams also call the MAC home. For those unable to attend our sporting events in person, we now offer video broadcasting of all our games played at both the MAC and in the Thomas H. Seither Gymnasium through an arrangement with the National Federation of High Schools, as well as live audio broadcast of as many football and basketball games as possible, along with select soccer, baseball, and fast pitch softball games. With the facilities and technology that we possess, we truly offer state-of-the-art athletic programs across the board. Everyone looks forward to Friday nights in Brossard Mustangs football. Our Mustangs are 40-25 since realigning to Class 1A back in 2015. Paul Wiggins is embarking on his eighth season as our head coach and sports a 41-33 record. This past fall, our football Mustangs were the Class 1A District 5 top seed, and two of the players from that team have gone on to play at the next level. We also field a Brossard Junior High Colts team, where we instill the fundamentals of the game into 6th, 7th, and 8th grade charges, assuring that Coach Wiggins has a solid nucleus of game day experienced players available to him on an annual basis. Come join the men who have joined the Mustangs. Come run through the tunnel, out through the smoke, and onto the field at the MAC. Opportunity is knocking. Answer the call and make positive memories in a Brossard football uniform for the rest of your life.
Dave Shovel, Dave Tremman back in the booth as the Mustang JVs put the Holmes Bulldog NKAC Division II Conference ball on the wall and win here 34-24. We were led tonight by Anthony Cruz. He with 13 points. Luke Piscatello with 7. 5 for Nate Chalk. 4 for Evan Orr. 3 for Dominic Hedden. And 2 for Sam Willicky. On the home side of the ledger, 4 scorers led by Jordan Bailey, 13 points, 5 for Mark McCutcheon, 4 for Sibion Johnson, and 2 for Malachi Daly. So the big monster that we feared, Daly really got in foul trouble early, was not a factor in the ball game, and the Mustangs win by 10.
Yeah, you know, Brad mentioned at times or whatever, he can put on one of your best dunk shows pregame, but sometimes it just doesn't show up on the court. And interesting to hear Brad say he's a new and improved Brad out here, Dave.
We'll see.
I said that, and actually Kellen and Eric both said Yeah, he's a little bit different. And Brad said, I can't coach like I used to coach. He said the Scott kids react differently than the Holmes kids did. He goes, you know, some of these home kids are probably getting Brad at home, you know, versus, So he said he's had to change his style. I compared him to Dean Smith, where Dean said I can never coach the kids into my program. I have to alter myself to their program.
Good point. But, pass the headsets on to Coach Paul Wiggins, and let's move right on. I'm going to make a stop one recording.